Curtis Taylor is vice president of housing at the Tallahassee Urban League. He met Corrine and Sherman Beard more than a year ago when they joined the league's first-time homebuyers program. He says they had a lot to do to get ready.
Because they had been victims of identity theft. And with them being senior citizens, they didn't know that somebody compromised their credit. They didn't know that. They really hadn't even looked at the credit report.
First, the Urban League helped the Beards identify the fraudulent charges and clean up their credit enough to qualify for a home loan. Then Taylor found out that the Wells Fargo Bank donates houses to nonprofit agencies to repair and sell.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We was able to do it. Because I'm telling you, Ms. Beard was in my office several times crying and saying that she knew that she was never going to be to own a home. Like every time they get ready to get closer, something happens. Mr. Beard said, Mr. Taylor, I just want to own a home before I leave this earth.
Taylor also credits AAA Realty, Regions Bank, the City of Tallahassee, Blue Chip Construction, and the Tallahassee Lenders Consortium. There was just one snag.
The apartments that they're living in now really, I won't say it should be shut down, but it's a problem because all of the tenants there are having water problems, mold and mildew.
So the Beards are moving into their new home without furniture, but someone already dropped off a rocking chair and a couch is on the way. If you know of anyone else who might have a furnishing or two to contribute, please have them call Curtis Taylor at the Tallahassee Urban League. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.